The most wanted war crime fugitive in Europe has been arrested in Serbia. Ratko Mladic is the Bosnian Serb army commander, accused of masterminding the massacre of 8,000 Bosnian Muslims in Srebrenica in 1995 during the Bosnia War. Mladic will be extradited to the war crimes trial in The Hague to face genocide and other war crimes charges. The BBC's Chris Morris has this profile.
The siege of Sarajevo in the early 1990s. It lasted for 3.5 years. And the man in overall command of the Bosnian Serb forces, who looked down on the city from the surrounding hills, Ratko Mladic. He'd been put in charge of the Bosnian Serb army by the Serbian president Slobodan Milosevic, and he led the attempts to force Croat and Muslim civilians from large swathes of Bosnia. Here's an excerpt of Mladic sending orders by radio to a local commander near Sarajevo.
General Mladic here. Shell the presidency and the parliament. Shoot at slow intervals till I order you to stop.
Understood.
Target Muslim neighborhoods. Not many Serbs live there.
Yes.
Shell them till they are on the edge of madness.
More than 10,000 people died during the siege of Sarajevo. Mladic was held responsible in a war crimes indictment issued by the International Tribunal in The Hague in 1995. But for more than a decade, he avoided international justice, living openly in Serbia for several years, and then in hiding with the help of loyal supporters. During the war and long after, Mladic was unrepentant.
I am a man of my people, and together with my people I fight for our ancient homeland, to defend them not only from the Muslim Croat Federation and its supporters, but also from NATO and, unfortunately, from some members of UNPROFOR. They are supposed to be here as forces of peace and not of war, as they have become.
But it was Mladic himself who came to symbolise the very worst of the Bosnian War. These are the cries of friends and relatives, trying to identify bodies in one of many mass graves. The 1995 Srebrenica massacre was Europe's most shocking war crime for 50 years. More than 7,000 Muslim men and boys were killed in Srebrenica, and Mladic was there, in command, in what was supposed to be a United Nations safe haven. Survivors say his troops showed no mercy.
It's really difficult to describe how I feel. We watched as men and boys had their throats cut all around us. Women were raped here. Over two nights people committed suicide watching what was happening. They took my husband to that building over there. My son wanted to escape, but he never appeared again.
For some Serbs, he remains a hero who fought for his people. Others, though, want the country to move on, and his arrest will be a big boost in Serbia's efforts to become a formal candidate for membership of the European Union. A trial at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague now beckons for Ratko Mladic. For outsiders, he'll always be seen as a man who played a prominent role in bringing back mass killing to a continent which thought it had put such days behind it.
That report from the BBC's Chris Morris.